I'm Partha. I'm coming from Yahoo Labs, and this is joint work with my PhD advisor, Constantine Dobrelis from Georgia Tech. And I'm going to talk about diagnosing performance problems in WAD area providers. So WAD area providers is a term that we use in the paper and in stock, and it refers to multiple scenarios. Essentially, it's a set of sites that are deployed in geographical regions and that are connected by WAD area links. So this could be internet service providers, large internet service providers. It could be cloud providers. It could be content providers like Yahoo, Google, Facebook, Amazon, that basically span multiple geographies that have data centers in different geographies connected by WAD area links. So in practice, these sites are connected by WAD area paths, and these paths can span multiple transit providers. And these transit providers are essentially black boxes for the WAD area provider. That basically means that changes in these black boxes can affect performance of these WAD area paths. So for example, network upgrades in these transit providers or changes in the traffic matrix in these different networks that span the WAD area path can create new performance problems that the WAD area provider or the cloud provider has not anticipated. So that basically brings us to why we need a system like this, which can be deployed and which helps us diagnose performance problems. WAD area providers usually deploy monitoring infrastructure. These are basically a set of nodes that span these different sites, different geographies. And these monitors essentially run measurement tools between each other. Examples of measurement tools are ping and traceroute, and these tools essentially give the WAD area provider time series measurements of the network of the WAD area performance, of the path performance. And these are end-to-end measurements, like one-way delays, packet losses, packet reordering, and the traceroute gives us the path, the layer 3 path. So the way WAD area providers use this monitoring infrastructure at this point is they collect these measurements, they do offline machine learning, or they do offline analysis, and they try to target long-term troubleshooting, that is troubleshooting problems that happen in long-term, such as reliability, network failures, and long-term performance issues. And there are many different kinds of monitoring deployments. Monitoring deployment that is commonly used in academic networks is called PerfSonar. PerfSonar runs tools to do one-way delay measurements, packet losses, reordering, and so on. And there are over 1,000 PerfSonar monitors that are spread around the internet. So Pythia is where this comes. So there are three goals of Pythia. The first is that of detection. Detection basically asks the question, is there a performance problem in the WAD area provider at any point of time? The second is, given that if there is a performance problem, where is this performance problem happening? And that refers to the question of localization. And the third goal of Pythia is the root cause analysis. Why is this performance problem happening? And the impact that this can have in a WAD area provider is that it can enable quick troubleshooting. Troubleshooting going down from a couple of hours to minutes, if not seconds. And that brings a couple of requirements when we build a WAD area diagnosis system. The first is that of how real-time this performance diagnosis is. So one of the requirements that we have in building the system is to have near real-time diagnosis, localization, and of course, detection. The second is that we already have monitoring deployments in these WAD area providers, and we want to leverage them. We don't want to have additional monitoring deployments. We don't want to have custom deployments, or we don't want to add new monitoring tools or network traffic that can actually do additional diagnosis. We want to work with existing deployments. The third is that instead of looking at long-term network failures or long-term performance problems that span hours, what we want to do is look at short-term performance problems that span just a couple of minutes or even a couple of seconds. And finally, we want to actually tackle performance problems that may not happen in the context of the networks that this WAD area provider has administrative control of. We want to look at performance problems that happen in the WAD area that can span those black boxes, which are other transit providers that this provider is connected to. A typical deployment of Pythia consists of lightweight agent processes that we introduce in these different monitors in the monitoring infrastructure. And these agent processes, they have the responsibility of interfacing with measurements in real time. This could be, for example, measurements returned to the disk, or it could be some kind of interface exposed by these monitors. we expect such an interface. And these agents do in real-time performance problem detection and diagnosis. They write this output to a central data store, and we use this data store to generate real-time dashboards or summaries of performance problems. So that gives us basically a real-time view of performance across the wide area network, because these agents can interface in real-time and do computation in real-time. And by design, we have spread the performance diagnosis, detection, and localization across different monitors instead of making a central, for example, a central cloud service that can do diagnosis. That makes it real-time. And in order to tackle the question of how to do performance diagnosis of problems that can happen in these black box networks, in transit networks, we build two things. One is we use domain knowledge. Domain knowledge basically helps us understand performance problems or new performance problems that the network provider may not anticipate. The second is that PTIA actually gives the wide area operator a language by which the operator can input additional domain knowledge or can input new performance problem definitions. So we model a performance problem as a sequence of symptoms, as a Boolean expression on symptoms. This is how you would probably do performance diagnosis if you were doing it as a provider. So we give a language where the network provider, the wide area provider, can input a pathology definition as a Boolean expression, as a conjunction, disjunction, and including negations on one or more symptoms. And each symptom is essentially a Boolean test for a particular pattern in an input time series. This allows the network operator to do incremental performance diagnosis. So as the operator notices new performance problems, changes in performance problems in the wide area network paths, the operator can input new pathology definitions, the operator can remove old pathology definitions, or even modify the definitions. So what PTIA does is it takes this set of pathology definitions that the operator gives, and it generates efficient diagnosis code. The reason we want efficiency is because we don't want these agents that are running on these monitors to take up too much resource overhead. So we do that by generating an intermediate representation of these pathology definitions, which is a diagnosis forest, which is a collection of diagnosis trees. Each diagnosis tree basically consists of multiple nodes. The child nodes are the pathologies. All the other nodes are symptoms. So a path from the root of a diagnosis tree all the way down to the leaf node is a Boolean expression, a conjunction of all the symptoms that fall on this path. So there is a one-to-one correspondence between the sequence of pathology definitions and the diagnosis tree. And we do a custom diagnosis tree because we actually, given an input time series, we want this time series to match all the pathologies that this time series contains. So we create a custom decision tree. So the default set of 11 pathologies that we configure in PTIA essentially gives a diagnosis forest of two decision trees, one for delay and loss-based measurements, and one for reordering measurements. We have a live deployment that spans the Southeast United States, that spans about three domains. These are essentially high school networks that are in the Southeast of United States. We are expanding this to include other networks, stub networks in the US and in Europe as well. At this point, we span about 250 interdomain paths, and we diagnose 11 different pathologies. And this system sees hundreds of thousands of pathologies every day. So we did provide a dashboard to the operator of these networks. This dashboard essentially gives summaries of the pathologies as they happen in the last few minutes. It gives heat maps of how these pathologies look across different paths. And it also gives summaries of each pathology, so the operator can actually filter down based on the source or destination or the path itself. So let me give you a brief idea of what this system does. The first thing that an agent does when it takes this input time series of measurements is the problem of detection. Detection means, is there a performance problem at any point of time in this input time series? And we define three different detection problems. The first is detection that works with delay time series, second is loss, and the third is reordering. And we define a generic detection scheme, a generic detection algorithm that does not look at the pathologies themselves. The idea behind detection in our case is that we want to look at what is a baseline performance for that path given historic measurements. And we want to look at deviations from this baseline. And the baseline is in turn defined by the kinds of measurements that are input to the agent. So for example, the baseline for loss and for reordering is pretty straightforward. It is the absence of any packet losses or the absence of any reordering. For delay time series, the baseline of an end-to-end delay measurement is a sum of propagation delay and the transmission delay on each node on this path and some amount of noise, which is a function of the switching component in each network device. So this is the baseline for delay, and any deviation from any of these three baselines implies that there is a performance problem at that point of time. So by default, we configure Pythia with five classes of performance problem definitions. We expect that the network operator will input more based on his or her domain knowledge and operation knowledge of performance problems. So four of them are classes that actually relate to performance problems within the network, but we actually had to add an additional class because when we start targeting short-term performance problems, we see performance problems that are induced by problems within the monitors or effects that these monitors create. And these are effects that happen because the monitor is busy doing certain other operations when it was doing the measurements. So depending on how busy the monitor is, we have actually seen in our deployments the fraction of monitor-related performance problems going from close to 0% to over 90%. So let me give you a brief idea of what these monitor-based performance problems actually look like. So we can model a monitor's the measurement process inside a monitor as a single queue. This queue essentially refers to all the buffers that go from the application, the measurement application such as ping, all the way till the network interface. Typically, when these measurements are done, the application sends these measurements, and these measurements are sent out to the network. When the monitor is busy, it context switches this application out, and at this point of time, all the input, all the timestamp packets that that application wanted to send out to the network will get queued. And once this application is switched back into context, these packets are sent out to the network. And this is what we call as vacation period. Depending on how large this vacation period is, we can have two different types of symptoms or signatures in the input delay time series. One is what we call as a large triangle. If the vacation period is over hundreds of milliseconds, we will see a sudden rise in one-way delays and a gradual drop as this application is trying to do additional measurements within that time period. And the second is a collection of a number of peaks, each peak having tens of milliseconds of delays. Depending on how busy the monitor is, we can have cluster of large number of such peaks in the symptom. And we test for these kinds of symptoms to test for monitor-related performance problems. A brief overview of some of the performance problems that we see with that we input in Pythia related to the network. So we input two types of congestion-related performance problems, and these are two signatures that are created based on the kinds of backlog or the dynamics of the backlog that these queues can have in the wide area path. One is that of overload, congestion overload, and the other is that of burst tree congestion. Overload is a dynamic where the backlog remains persistently long and for a reasonably long period of time, which is a couple of seconds or more. Burstiness is created by one or more sources of network traffic that have connections to high capacity links, and they can actually overload these queues using bursty traffic. And that in turn creates packet jitter, which affects user experience or applications running on top of the network. We look at two different types of buffer configurations. One is very large buffers, which create high delays. Other is very short buffers, which create high packet losses. Losses, in turn, can be categorized into two types in Pythia. One is that of losses relating to that are associated with sudden increases in delays, and losses that are not associated with sudden increases in delays. The first is related to buffering. The second are pathologies that are actually indicative of long-term network failure, such as failing router line cards or changing physical layer conditions, such as fiber connections. Finally, we can have performance problems that PTSCs that do not match any of the input pathology definitions. We call these as unknowns, and we do an additional check where the agent checks all the pathology, all the problems that were categorized at that point of time. And if a majority of these paths at that monitor saw a performance problem at the same point of time, we call this unknown problem as a problem related to the monitor itself. And after doing this exercise, typically we see less than 10% of the problems categorized as unknown in our data sets. So let me give you a brief overview of how these performance problem categories look across the different deployments that we had in Pythia. So we are talking about four data sets, four deployments. Two of them are ESnet and Internet 2, which are wide area, backbone, high capacity links. They are academic networks in the US. And one is a residential network, and one is a deployment we had over Planet Lab that had similar probing patterns as the other tools. So what we found is that in practice, when we run Pythia in these deployments, that there are variations in the composition of performance pathologies based on the type of the network. For example, academic networks, high capacity networks, have a high incidence of sudden rises in delays, such as congestion, while residential networks seem to have a combination of both congestion-related performance problems and packet loss-related performance problems as well. Further, if you dig into the residential networks and look at the differences between the technology that is used in these residential networks, that is cable versus DSL, what we found is that the composition of performance problems actually varies between these technology types. And moreover, it actually varies with the direction of the link. For example, in cable, you see more performance problems in the upstream as compared to downstream in the DSL technology. So the takeaways from our deployments and the study we did with deployments using Pythia was that we cannot have a one-size-fit-all diagnosis system that can span, that we can sell across all networks, because the performance problems that manifest in wide area providers depend on the technology that is used, depends on the networks that connect these different sites in the wide area provider. So we need a system that can do performance diagnosis incrementally and that can be customized based on the type of network by the operator based on her domain knowledge of performance problems. And moreover, if the system is real-time, if it can actually diagnose short-term performance problems, that helps in troubleshooting as well. So that's from me. And I also wanted to advertise that in the systems research group at Yahoo Labs, we are recruiting. So if you're interested, just get in touch with me. Thank you.